Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Welcome to episode 99 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh. That's us. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. You love it. Hi, I'm Jake B., a host of The Morning Ride Show on Facebook. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of this show, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Here he is, everyone, Duddy B.
What is happening? That is right. Episode 99. Wow.
One step closer to 100, Duddy.
And man,
do we have an amazing show planned for you guys for episode 100. It's going to be crazy.
It'll be a lot like this show.
It'll probably worse than this one, but that's okay.
Of course it will.
That's just because this show is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. We have an amazing guest here today, Ozzie Chong, who is not just a musician with a few crazy bands we're going to tell you about, but he also was a barber who worked with my brother Jake, who is the co-host of this show.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun talking to him. We've got everyone's favorite conspiracy query. Ozzy's dad has an amazing ghost story he's going to tell us about. And we also have another amazing scary story from a listener. We're going to show you guys some riffs. We've got some poop stories. And then we're going to end it with some Q&A. It's going to be an amazing show. Let's get into it. Jake, but before we do, why don't you tell them how they can help support the show?
Yes, support this show. Easy thing you can do. Hey, if you see us post something online, whatever, give it a thumbs up. Share it. If you're listening to the podcast, maybe make a story online. Tag us in it. And that way we'll share it on our page. Also, these are the easy ways, right? This is so easy. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please give us a review. 5-star review always helps. Write down below how much you love or hate us. Honesty is the policy here. Other than that, you can go to our Patreon. Now, this is the big step. If you hear our show once a week and you're like, I need more of these guys, you can have more. You go to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. We do a show every Monday over there that you can only get on Patreon. And we do guitar tutorials. I should say Duddy does guitar tutorials. He just did one today for Antelope, one of the earliest Dirty Head songs ever, where he kind of walks you through the riffs of the song, teaches you how to play them. That's Patreon. $5 a month. You get 4 extra episodes a month and a guitar tutorial. And on Patreon, you get to ask us questions that we answer on this show. I think that's it, Duddy. Did I do it? Did I nail
it? You did great.
All right, let's get right into it. I'll introduce the guest today because he's a personal friend of mine. And like Duddy said, I worked with this guy at the barbershop for 6 years, like a long time. He actually played bass with me on the Surf Cobra stuff that a lot of you have listened to. He's a musician himself. He's a great guy. He's a hilarious guy. My friend, Ozzie Chong.
How you doing? How you doing? Ozzie Chong, Sagittarius, 7.5. In case you need to know.
Okay.
Is that your shoe size, the 7.5?
13s.
13s. That's right. Ozzie's famous for wearing shoes that are way too big for his feet, at least in the barbershop. That's what we would always say.
You got to stuff them with socks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That way
it works. 7.5?
The shoe girth.
The shoe that shoe.
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, that is big.
Keep it at that.
You did take a second and look around and think. He did the cartoon thinking where his eyes were darting back and forth. Shoe girth is what he went with on the 7.5.
Might be children with
him. So, dude, Ozzie Chong. Not only are you releasing music under Ozzie Chong, you release music under the Kid Chocolate Band, because you do go as Kid Chocolate sometimes.
Yeah.
And you're also in a band called Stormhouse. We'll talk about all this, but really why we asked you on is because under the moniker of Ozzie Chong, you released a single yesterday, right?
Yes, sir. So I released one yesterday. It was written by my friend Nani. He pretty much performed all the music on there. We had a pretty sweet saxophone player. I always forget his name and I feel really bad right now.
Nice.
Because now I'm a horrible human being, but it's the best saxophone player in Long Beach, and I'll fight any man who says anything different.
All right. Well, I'll Google best saxophone player in Long Beach, and his name should pop up, right? Okay, easy to find him.
So Ozzie Chong, and it's kind of putting out, like, you put out a song a few months back, right? Mm-hmm. That you actually played a version of on this show.
Yeah, so
that's under Ozzie Chong.
Yeah, it's all under Ozzie Chong.
It's kind of like smooth jazz. What would you say, Duddy? It's like Duddy probably hasn't heard the studio recording. I have. You heard the acoustic version that he plays today.
I heard the acoustic versions from today, yeah, and it was great.
It's super lovely. And what would you call the Ozzie Chong music?
The Ozzie Chong experience is a sexual locomotive of just rhythm and synthesizers.
This is the first
time I ever actually played guitar for this song.
Yeah, it was funny. We had Ozzie on and we're like, hey, you know, we're going to have you perform acoustically. And he didn't ask any questions. He showed up and ready to play acoustically. But you found a guitar. You showed up and you had to like learn how to play them acoustically. You're like, oh, these are like electronic songs. I knew that because I've heard your bands. But anyway, I like the way you described it. I said smooth jazz. You said some sort of sexual locomotive of action. What would you have described his music as, Duddy?
I mean, probably that.
The sexual locomotive thing.
I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I was listening to it.
And for anyone that doesn't watch the videos on YouTube, Ozzie was staring at his phone set up at his feet while he performed these songs with a picture of, like, a wholesome picture of Jennifer Love Hewitt on his phone.
Yeah, he said, I don't need the Can't Hardly Wait Jennifer Love Hewitt. I can settle for a nice wholesome one.
Okay. Can't Hardly Wait was like a young Jennifer Love Hewitt, right? Lots of cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Jen Love.
I mean, I love it. She's the same now. She's never aged.
She really hasn't.
No. She's Marissa Tomei all over again.
Duddy, I don't know. I've said it on this show, I think, because somebody asked, like, oh, your first childhood crush. It was Jennifer Love
was
Hewitt.
It?
Yeah, there was the Birds of Paradise. It was some Hawaiian show.
Oh, I totally remember that show.
Some kid moves to Hawaii and that's his next door neighbor or whatever. And as a, you know, whatever, 13, 12 year old me, I'm like, that's the hottest chick who's ever existed. Yep. I remember that.
I mean, we could probably go out here on a limb and say a lot of people's first crush was probably Jennifer Love Hewitt.
A lot.
Anyone that Topanga, was around sure. that age. Oh,
yeah, Topanga. Yeah. But I was probably a little too old for that. Maybe.
You could still, I mean, you sneak in there.
Topanga was hot.
Topanga was hot. Little island rules, but.
Of course. But yeah, first crushes. So you were looking at J Love Hugh, and that's the Aussie Chong. That's kind of your romantic stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's just full frontal Aussie Chong right there.
Hell yeah. And then the Kid Chocolate Band.
The Kid Chocolate was just a Long Beach surf punk band that I've just been doing a whole bunch of songs for. Like, it's always just been a bunch of songs that I wrote, like, as side projects that I never started. And then I just figured, like, oh, I got GarageBand and a whole bunch of buddies who aren't doing anything. Yeah. Like, let's do something real quick.
Well, that's what's mm-hmm. beautiful about today and age. It's like you just said, like, I got GarageBand. I can put out some music.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be so hard to put music out. And now it's like, just put it out.
Yeah,
you want to put it out. Put it. Yeah. It's just like this podcast. It's like, just do it. Just talk into the mic and then put it out. And if someone wants to listen to it, they can.
Yeah, that's the greatness of nowadays. Yeah. Like, just how quick and efficient everything can get done in like
a week.
It is
great.
Or two. Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind the band name Kid Chocolate?
It was, well, there's a boxer and I was supposed to box my old boss. And we were trying to come up with like boxing nicknames because we were going to have like a full blown like entrance and
when
everything.
I first got hired at the barbershop, they had posters in the barbershop of Ozzy and Carlos, the owner of the shop, like boxing flyers made up. They were going to do a boxing match. They were like training.
I love it.
And
we trained for like a month or two and then, we ended up never doing it because he had a kid. So he dressed me.
Ruined his boxing career right there. And so Kid Chocolate, that, you know, what's funny is I never actually asked you that. So I didn't know where that name derived from. I just always knew that you started doing music under Kid Chocolate. That's why you needed a nickname to fight Carlos.
I just couldn't think of another name. Yeah.
Oh man. How funny.
Yeah.
Did Carlos have a nickname?
Just CeeLo.
CeeLo.
I think that most people named Carlos, their nickname is CeeLo.
Yeah.
I mean, yep.
I know.
I think it's just
everybody
it's
has
fun
CeeLo,
to
I think,
say.
In their life, yeah.
Fun to say. Well, there's a rapper named CeeLo.
Yep.
Never thought that his name might be Carlos.
Wait,
I didn't
is
even,
it?
I don't know. I never thought about that till now.
Well, hold on. He's actually spelled, isn't it C? C-E-E?
Oh, CeeLo Green. C-Lo. I wasn't even thinking about this guy.
So it's not even like CeeLo.
No.
It's just
his
actually,
last name is DiCarlo.
Wait, Thomas?
That's probably where that comes
from. Carlos.
Name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway.
That's close enough.
I'm actually offended that his name isn't actually CeeLo.
Wow. Thomas DiCarlo.
Tomas.
Tommy. DiCarlo Calloway.
DiCarlo, by the way. Oh, wait. Is he related to Cab Calloway?
Who knows? Luke will probably look it up and then we will move on and never care again. He's looking it up. No relation. Ozzy. There it is. So you've got the Kid Chocolate Band, which mm-hmm. you do have music coming out in like a month and a half, you said. And like you said, this is more of like a punk, like a surf punk band.
Yeah, surf punk band, a little more faster stuff, not synthy like the Ozzy Chong stuff. And yeah, just a whole bunch of fun music about sad, fun stuff.
Sad, fun stuff.
He was calling his music like lonely boy music at a time. Ozzy likes to get heartbroken and then write lovely little love
stuff,
songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ozzy Chong the Kid Chocolate Band was basically like a full blown therapy session of just horrible shit that I shouldn't actually be telling people
about previous
stuff that actually happened. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's way too honest.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ozzy's one of those guys, Duddy. I feel like it's funny. This was my thing here. Like, I know Ozzy. I reached out to him. I'm like, I got to have my buddy Ozzy on.
Yeah.
He's fucking hilarious and his music's rad. And, you know, I just think our fans will dig him, you know, and Duddy, you know, he knows who you are from because I used to be at the barbershop. But he doesn't know you well. So I feel like I'm also introducing Ozzy to Duddy. I'm always looking at Duddy going, he's cool. Like, watch this. But yeah, Ozzy's one of those guys that things happen to him. There was two Christmases in a row where he got punched in the face. Was it three? It started to become a thing where it's like, Christmas is coming up, Ozzy. You're going to get punched in the face soon. And these are like leaving Christmas parties from our barbershop.
It's
he just gets decked for different reasons that
different
are not his fault.
Every single
things
time.
Happen to Ozzy.
My nose broke the first time.
Okay, the last time you got punched on Christmas, what was it for?
The taxi one?
The taxi
Uber?
One was a good one.
This is a real story that happened in front of the barbershop.
We were having a Halloween party in front of the barbershop, and it was around 3-4 a.m. I ordered myself an Uber because I'm tired as hell. I just want to get the hell out of there. So I get out of there, and it's a busy street where there's tons of bars, so there's tons of people walking around and stuff. I hop in the Uber, we get to the stoplight, and this dude runs up, starts smashing the window, and he's like trying to get inside. So my driver rolls down the window, which he shouldn't have done. He should have just like kept driving, not paying attention. He rolls down the window and starts having a full blown conversation with the guy. And the guy's just telling him like, oh, like, let me in. Like, I got to get out of here. So he kept arguing with him. I wanted to go home. I was like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah, I'm trying.
It's like, I'm tired as hell. I need to get out of here. The dude's like, you want cocaine? I'll give you cocaine. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want any cocaine.
Long Beach. There's, you know, late night Long Beach people are out of their mind. Yeah.
But by the way, that was the kicker. It wasn't like me calling him like a piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here.
You didn't want cocaine.
Once I was like, get the fuck out of here. I don't want your cocaine. Something snapped in him and he's like, what? Goes, opens my door. And at this point, I'm like, all right, fuck this. We're going to do something then. So I'm getting to like get up and he just punches me straight in the nose. And like I fall over for a second. Like I get up and I'm like, all right, cool. Like I open the door and he's running like halfway down the street. And I'm like, dude, stop.
Just
like,
socked him up and ran.
Wow.
There's a picture, Ozzy. You got to send us the picture. And Luke will put this on the video of Ozzy just blood face. He walked back into the barbershop.
Oh, yeah, into the shop laughing because it was like,
you're like, also, again?
I was just cackling because it's like, dude, this is hilarious. Like, also, I didn't know at the time, but my nose got broken and it was just a whole mess. And like, I walk in, everyone's freaking out. I just got blood everywhere. It was hilarious. Yeah,
he's one of these guys. There was a saying in the barbershop, it's always something. That was Ozzy. It's just like the classic life of Ozzy Chong. So back to the music side of things, Stormhouse. So this is a band that you play bass in. And this is like I don't even know. I mean, it's like a power punk thing. It's fast, heavy, thrashing punk. I don't even know what to call it. Hardcore almost?
It's like a borderline power art punk band, I guess. That's the best way I can really describe it.
Okay. Like, it's got a girl singer and she's insane. She's all over the place. Her voice is all over the place. It's an attack, dude. So you play in a lot of bands. But your band Stormhouse also has new music coming out, like a video shooting online.
We just did a music video in like Yucca Valley in Joshua Tree, which I just found out was an actual tree. Had no clue.
Oh, I didn't know that either. It's not just the name of the place. There's an actual
tree. And you can't like do anything to them, apparently. Like, you'll go to jail if you kick it.
Oh, okay. A type of tree called Joshua.
Type of tree.
I thought it was one tree named Joshua.
I thought so too.
What's the name of that tree? Josh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke's pulling up images of the Joshua tree. Yeah, okay. These are the famous trees.
You see it everywhere.
Are they anywhere else but here? Is that
what? They're everywhere. They're in so many different places, actually.
In the world?
Oh, I think like in like desert areas and stuff.
So, okay, the U2 album, I always assumed, because they have a famous album called Joshua Tree, I always assumed it was about this place. Now I'm confused. It could just be about the tree anywhere on earth.
I'd like to think there's a tree named Josh somewhere.
Yeah, I know, dude. I was like, that's funny. The tree's name is Joshua.
Or maybe it's just Joshua's tree. Like, who's Joshua and what's up with this tree?
They'd have to put an apostrophe S for that to be possessive under the... That's Joshua's tree. Fuck away from that. Stop peeing on that.
That's Joshua's. I get it.
So to find any of the Ozzy Chong music or the Kid Chocolate band, you kind of just search out. If you type in Ozzy Chong to Instagram, you're going to find Kid Chocolate.
Yeah, everything's under synonymous under Ozzy Chong. Or even if you look up Kid Chocolate band, like everything pops right up under the same thing.
Spotify everywhere.
Spotify.
It's easy to find.
Yeah, we're all on Spotify, YouTube, all over the place. OnlyFans. Everything.
That's true, right? You do have an OnlyFans. This is real quick.
So Le Grapes de Chong After Dark is the OnlyFans. And you can find me doing reviews of fine alcoholic beverages and elixirs.
And what are you wearing while you're doing those reviews?
It's just a kimono. An open kimono.
Yeah, he
in front of a fire or a bathtub, whichever one it's feeling that day.
It's like a Ron Burgundy's house-esque style setting with Ozzy.
And one more time for the listeners, what's that called?
Le Grapes de Chong After Dark.
Okay.
On OnlyFans.
We'll put a link. We'll have a link.
We'll have to put a link.
We'll chuck it out there.
One more thing before we move on from the music, because if it's not as if it's not enough that you're in 75 bands here. Mm-hmm. So my project, Surf Cobras, that I recently put online, I started writing that music, I think probably around the same time that I started at the barbershop, American Vintage. First of all, yeah, shout out to American Vintage Barbershop in Long Beach.
The greatest barbershop in the world.
And Whittier. It's the best place ever. I worked there forever. I'm sad that I still don't work there because I miss hanging out with awesome guys like Ozzy and the rest of the people there. But anyway, when I first started at the barbershop, I started writing the Surf Cobra stuff, and Ozzy actually came up to the studio with me and laid down bass on every one of the tracks on the Surf Cobra stuff. So
the boss.
Bam. And I am currently writing more Surf Cobra's music. That same producer hit me up. He wants to record everything. So who knows? Chongster. We might have an OnlyFans live from the studio up there. All right. And that's what's up. So check out Ozzy Chong absolutely everywhere online. And Stormhouse is a separate band. So yeah, search out Ozzy Chong for all the Ozzy Chong and Kid Chocolate stuff. And then search Stormhouse
for Stormhouse
for that.
Or American Vintage Barbershop if you want to come get a haircut from me.
Absolutely. Boom. If you're in that Southern California area. Now we're going to move on to everybody's favorite part of the show.
Of course
Daddy.
We are.
Why don't you tell everyone what's going on here?
All right. This is a conspiracy query, okay, Ozzy? This is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not trying to convince you that this is real. I'm not telling you that I came up with this. I'm just simply asking you if you believe in conspiracy queries.
It's a fair question, right? And Ozzy,
I'm all about these.
You know, at the barbershop, those are people that tell you theories, Duddy. Sometimes people would just get into your chair, and now they have your ear. They're in your barber chair, and they're rattling off the conspiracy theories.
They're paying you. You listen.
You listen.
And
as
you just,
wild
you
as it is.
You agree with everything. Single thing.
Yes.
This isn't what Duddy does.
No.
Duddy walks into the barbershop and goes, hey, did you guys hear about this? And he doesn't say it's true. He's asking you.
Yeah. And right like now, what we're doing is we're traveling around the world.
Yeah. There's no way we won't go on.
And we're finding, you know, queries from around the world. I just spin the map. Mm-hmm. I put my finger down and I go there.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to the people.
And it's really, we call it conspiracy queries still. It's really monster stories.
It's all it is.
It's become monster stories, Oz.
This one's coming from our nation's capital, Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's called the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach. And why is this creepy? And again, this is coming from our good friends over at Thrillist.com.
Daddy said nation's capital, and I watched Ozzy just look up and go,
I was like, wait, Oregon?
Well, we say that every week. Everywhere's the capital to Duddy. All right, the Bandage Man of Cannon Beach.
Yeah, and this is creepy because far from the rooted in history scares of Portland's Shanghai tunnels.
A little offensive.
The Bandage Man haunts a lonely patch of decommissioned highway near the idyllic coast town of Cannon Beach. Like many slightly pervy ghosts.
What? Oh, I like this one.
Like many slightly pervy ghosts. He likes to mess with randy teenagers making out in their cars. Though more sinister legends have him eating dogs, wandering the windswept roadsides, and even jumping into the back of pickups and sedans, filling the car with the scent of rotting flesh.
I have a cousin that does that too.
Does he live in Oregon?
Well, he just hops on the back of trucks without people noticing, but it's something similar.
Something similar. Maybe this is him.
He might need a shower.
This is a fucking great one. Okay, this is a pervy ghost that likes to lurk up onto kids that are making out in their cars
so
or
this ghost
banging.
Is just all about the hot cock and just.
But like, I love this though, is that he likes to just mess with randy teenagers.
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything.
What we found, is a lot of our ghosts. They don't kill anyone. They just F with them and dip out.
What does he do? So he rolls up. Some randy teenagers are banging in the back of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he do? Just like knock on the window and go, ha ha. And just like run off.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't quite say, does it? So
I've always been curious about this. Why in the fuck do ghosts always have to cock block?
Right?
Why is it a thing with them? Like, are they just not like.
Maybe they're just constantly trying to be a part of what's happening. And they're like, oh.
Maybe that's what. Yeah. They're just like.
Can I join? But they're like, oh. No, but you're right, because a lot of scary movies.
Every serial killer, every ghost, every La Llorona, all this bullshit. It's all like.
There's always someone mid-bang. We just all talked about Willy's Wonderland, the new Nick Cage movie that all three of us watched. There's a bang scene and then the monster comes in and chomps them out mid-bang.
Yep.
Wouldn't you still want to just check it out and then kill them?
Let's be honest. A pervy ghost isn't going to make himself known. He's going to watch. he's going to be in that car.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you're
a perv. Plasma just pow, just all over the place.
Just full on Slimer, right?
We're really looking into this. So yeah, the bandage man. And I don't even know if they've told us why that's even a thing. They probably will in a second when Duddy goes to the where does it come from portion.
Let's just get into it. It says, where does this come from? And it says, the bandage man, most popularly a logger hacked up at the nearby mill. Oh, most pop a logger hacked up at the nearby mill. Made his earliest documented appearance in the 50s, and he was likely a spook story told around beach bonfires by teens weaned on monster movies, thus the silly mummy-like roots. Still, after hearing that tale late at night, then retiring to the confines of a secluded road for a little third base action.
Yeah!
It's a story that carries enough creepy weight to seriously kill the mood, which is why it's persisted for decades.
Oh, see, that's a telling last part. So some parents made this up.
Like, if you go and you make out in the car in the woods, Mr. Bandage Man is going to come up and he's going to mess with you.
So the question is, which one of the parents was the one that dressed up out there and was just running around just beating off next to cars, scaring these kids?
That's how you find the creepiest the thing, person in town. Whoever's like, I'll do it. I'll dress up as Bandage Man. I'll go fuck with the kids in the car sexing.
Or no, maybe that was how the creep of the town gets away from being so creepy. He rolls up and then he gets caught and he goes, oh no, I'm a ghost.
I'm Bandage Man. I'm trying to keep the kids from not having sex by peering into the window while they're having sex.
I like it.
Wow. I'd like a follow-up story.
It's like a reverse Freddy Krueger type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what if I...
But this is what I don't... So apparently though, if he's not messing with randy teenagers, he's then... If he's not doing that, he's eating dogs.
Okay, and this is, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's because look at read the first line again. And this had Ozzy very upset as a Korean
man. Far from the rooted in history scares of Portland's Shanghai tunnels.
Uh-huh. And now we're several lines down accusing of dog eatery.
The first documented was in the 1950s.
It was a different time.
I see what they're saying here.
Oh, it was a different time. Are they saying that the bandaged man is like Asian?
I mean, I don't know, but I don't like the
deeply rooted racial against the Asians here. Yes. I mean, this is where it started.
Wow. It is.
Oregon needs to clean itself up, goddammit.
What does the dude say on Always Sunny when he's all, it's the implication.
The implication, yeah.
It's the implication. It's the implications are here. So, all right, that took a turn. Anyway,
well, we solved it at least.
We actually did. Yeah. And I think we're all learning and we're groaning.
We're groaning about this.
That's growing and learning, Ozzy. Yeah. Groaning.
So, I mean, we've learned all the facts. Say. We've heard the story. So now there's only one thing. I just have to ask if you believe if you go to Portland in the Shanghai tunnels, there's an Asian guy in bandages who jerks off to kids in cars and then eats dogs?
Ozzy, do you believe it?
I mean, I kind of have to after reading that.
Yeah, it did sound the way Duddy said it.
The way he said it just makes it sound a little more believable. But I probably will never go there in my life. So, no.
I want to go there and get some third base action. See what happens. It doesn't sound like he kills anyone. He just smells like a potential.
You see, my whole thing is just he's killing animals.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks for the dogs.
And also, this guy's just getting free rides hopping on the back of vans. We haven't even touched that.
And just stinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, pitch in, dude. Can I
ride? Oh, fucking gross.
Yeah, you don't want to pick up a regular hitchhiker. Man. Now you gotta do that stinks.
You guys are right. The more you talk about it, I guess I hate this ghost. This is the ghost that I hate, this guy.
He's annoying. Look at
him. He's an annoying piece of shit. Yeah.
He's your buddy that he's your third wheel buddy.
That guy.
He's your buddy that you're with the chick and you're looking at him and you're like, dude, get out of here. And he's like, so you guys want to watch another movie together? Just us three? And he's your buddy too. Worst. He's the same one. You're like, I'm going to the movies with my girlfriend. And he's like, cool, can I come? And then you're like, no. And he jumps in the car and you're like, fuck, you stink. Like,
sweet, what are we seeing?
Oh man, here comes Bandage Man again. Oh,
that son of an actual bitch.
We got this now.
Dude.
That friend is the bandage man.
You know what, Bandage Man? You suck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's slide in from a cock blocking ghost to a potentially cock touching ghost. This is right. Ozzy Chong himself
Good segue.
Thank you. I learned from the best. That. Duddy B is quite the segue artist. So Ozzie Chong's father bestowed upon his son a legendary ghost story that happened to himself. Set the tone. Where does this take place globally? How old's
it's
your father?
Set in this
tell us
beautiful
all.
Little town in Mexico called Tepignati. We were at my grandparents' place. The bathroom's in a more... All right, so well, the backyard is all plant. It's all a little foresty. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of fruit. Greenery, if you will.
So you were alive during this. You were just a young lad, or was this
young,
before
I was
your
a young
time?
Pequeño, bro.
Oh, okay.
And I was but a seed,
but a young little chubby Chongster.
Yeah, a little chubby Chong. But so it was nighttime, and there's always been like ghost stories around the neighborhood and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the bathroom is located in the like behind all the trees and all that stuff for whatever reason. It's not an outhouse. There's plumbing, but yeah. For whatever reason, it's just
fucking it's separate
way back
from
there.
The house.
Yeah. So he goes out there to go to the bathroom, takes a seat, and feels the cold hand of a phantom. He's getting a little grasp on the old testiculars. Goes running out and apparently looks back and sees a hand and runs back down to the house and looks back and sees a pale woman.
This is the story. Wow. Ozzie told us.
That was the story.
Wait, so was he, sitting,
so much better
was
than
he
I thought.
Sitting down on the toilet when he
sitting
felt the hand?
Sitting down on the toilet.
So the hand
came from the toilet.
From beneath the toilet.
Dude, is this
from
just
the toilet?
Yeah, I was like looking for a word with an X in it, maybe.
Why does she haunt the toilet?
Yeah, well, the
here's
toilet
the thing.
Ghost.
What's up with the balls that attracted this ghost is my thing.
Wow. Well, was it like a nice little ball field? Did he kind of want to go plop back down? Was she hot? What's the story?
He said there wasn't much complaining, really.
Ozzy
really
just told
complain.
Us earlier. He was all, we said, Ozzy, did you have a ghost story? So my dad said that his balls got touched by a ghost. That's all he told us. And we're like, good enough for us. Tell us on the show the rest.
So the she lives potty. In the toilet.
You see, that's that right there is the question that I'm trying to figure out. And also, he was really into like Lethal Weapon. I know Lethal Weapon 2 had came out around there. It had to what be a toilet that? Thing.
Oh, that's right. He was stuck on the toilet. And if he stood up, the bomb would go off in Lethal Weapon. Is that the part you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great scene.
It is.
What a scene. You sit down on the toilet. Bomb is detonated.
I'm just
if
saying.
You get off the toilet, you bomb die. Goes off.
On top of that, how many toilet things are there? Toilets are the scariest, most vulnerable fucking places if you think about it.
Extremely vulnerable. You know what's funny is half of the people listening will think about a ghost molesting
touching,
them when
yeah.
they sit. Everyone's heard the story. A snake came up from the toilet.
Always.
Who doesn't think about that at least 3 to 4 times a year?
Yeah.
I literally bought a light for my toilet when I go and take a shit at night.
You inspect?
I got to know.
God dang. That's an awesome one.
What would be the name of that ghost? The ball grabbing bride of Mexico City.
Oh my God. Yes.
It'd
the thrillist.com
like
name.
Yes. It'd be La Capona.
La Capona.
Just cupping. I mean, cupping balls left and right.
Oh my God. La hueva. Oh, wow. Right. That's awesome. That is actually one of the best ghost stories I've ever heard. We don't know if this one will be good. We don't know if this one will be bad, but we do have a listener ghost story. And speaking of from beneath, this one comes to us from down under. At least it sounds like the guy is Australian who's telling the story. I guess he could be living here now. Nobody knows. But this one comes from a listener named Metz. And if you guys... Actually, we opened up the stories to anyone, right? You don't have to be a Patreon member. Yeah, so if you're listening, if you have a ghost story that you want us to share on the show, send it into, where are we having them send it, Luke? feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com. And it's feelin, no G on feeling. feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com. Ghost stories, alien potential stories, you guys can send us an audio version
probably
of.
Would
keep
be
it,
great.
Keep it short, right? We'd love it if they were 2 minutes or less. If we got sent a couple 7 minute ones and we simply said, moving on, it has to be shorter. So if you sent us a long one, cut it short and send it again and we will share it. Anyway, this one comes from Metz. It's a scary story, guys.
G'day, Duddy and Jake. This is Metz from Perth, G'day. Australia. And I got a scary zone story for you. We first bought our house about 16 years ago. And within a short time frame, we started to notice some strange occurrences. my wife and I were seeing some strange shadows during the day and at nighttime, some lights. Now, we weren't seeing them at the same time. She was seeing them and I was seeing them separately. And it wasn't until we both mentioned it to each other that we said, yeah, actually, I've noticed that. It wasn't until we had our niece over one day and she mentioned that she could see a strange man sitting in the front room. She brought it up to us twice in the same day, both occasions crying, quite upset. Around the same time, I started to notice I was experiencing sleep paralysis. And this happened about four or five different times, just within different rooms of the house, which I'd never experienced before. And one day I was playing some music on my computer and someone came up and tapped me on the hip and I turned around and nobody was there. It was a bit freaky. When we were asleep one night, something startled me and I woke up and I looked to my left-hand side where my wife was laying in bed and I could see a dark figure standing there, just standing over her body. And the figure turned and walked towards the back diagonal corner of the bed, turned around and looked up at me. And all I could see was a black sort of figure with a white face, like a bald head. And I absolutely freaked. I had a big mag torch under my bed, reached down, grabbed that. I sort of looked up and shone it towards them. Before I turned the light on, I could see that this entity or this figure looked up and realized that I could see it, turned around and walked out the door. I honestly thought we were being robbed or someone was in the house. So I jumped up, chased the figure throughout the house, couldn't find them after it left our room. And I was panicking because we got children in the home. Literally ran around the house, couldn't find a single soul. All the doors were locked and my heart was racing 100 mile an hour. So there you go, fellas. That's my story. I love the show. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Nice. We'll give him a clap for that. Yeah, great story. Well done.
I love that.
Yeah. That actually happened to a friend of mine. And it ended up just being her Sancho.
What, the guy she was smashing?
Yeah.
He was coming over and checking on her?
Well, the dude came over early.
And the husband was?
Well, the husband came over early. The guy was under the bed. They take a little nap. He gets up. He was going to give her a little kiss on the forehead. He says, oh, some figure standing over my chick like that. Like, I had to...
The Sancho.
The Sancho. This sounds a whole lot like some Sancho problems.
But dude, this is a creepy one too, because I've had sleep paralysis, you know, a handful of times in my life. Have you guys ever had it where you wake up and your whole, nothing can move? You're stuck in your fucking bed. You're completely awake, but your limbs don't move.
I've had it many times.
Yeah. Like throughout my life, it's been a long time and it was always when I was a kid, but I've never seen the dark figure. That's almost everybody who suffers from that a lot. They all end up seeing dark figures in their room. Such a creepy thing, but a well-told story. But I guess that doesn't explain how his niece saw his a niece dark saw figure too. Sitting in the living room in the day twice.
I'll tell you why.
His wife's seeing, uh-oh.
He's just hanging.
The ghost?
No, the Sancho.
The Sancho's there.
The niece is walking by. He's like, oh, shit. I didn't know she was going to be here either.
Sanchos are like that, huh? They can just skip behind a bush.
They're like little roaches.
Whoa. I mean, it's like, dude, great story from Mets. Thank you for the send.
Good stuff.
Once again, guys, if you have a cool story like that, yeah, send it to feelinggoodwithduddy@gmail.com and we'll check it out on the show. So that gets us into our first song.
Let's do it.
Speaking of Sancho.
Oh, yes.
Tell everybody about this first song, Ozzy. This is our first ever song in a different language, a beautiful Spanish language.
This song is called Te Quiero. It was originally performed by Hombres G. I just did a little cover of it on my own. And yeah, just love the hell out of that song and figured I'd just do something different here.
Nice. Sweet. Well, let's check it out. All right, we're here with Ozzy Chong, and this one's called Te Quiero.
No, no me llores, no me vayas a hacer a llorar a mí. Dame, dame tu mano. Inténtalo, mi nena, quiero verte reír. Te quiero a verte, donde quiere que estés. Te quiero, no hago otra cosa que pensar en ti. Ya estás dormida y yo te abrazo fuerte y verte respirar. sueño con tu sonrisa. Y yo te abrazo y beso las mejillas. Te quiero a verte donde quiere que estés. Te quiero, te quiero. No hago otra cosa que pensar en ti. Solo vivo y respiro para ti. Te quiero, te quiero, te quiero. Te quiero a verte donde quiere que estés. Te quiero, te quiero, no hago otra cosa que pensar en ti. Solo vivo y respiro para ti. Te quiero, te quiero, te quiero.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that.
We were taken by surprise.
Yeah.
As romantically as that. We didn't know Ozzy was going to hit us with the Espanol. And
I
he did.
I threw a little Jennifer Love Hewitt on and it came out.
It came out. Yeah, you originally had, you know, we talked earlier how Ozzy had some inspirational Jennifer Love Hewitt photo. You started, it was like a booty.
Oh,
a
I always
classic booty
I start with butts.
And then you move into the wholesome J-Love Hugh. And that's when you gave us that lovely song.
I gotta
song.
Get something to get the loins just going, warmed up. Mm-hmm. And then I gotta settle it down, something, you know?
I like it. And you could feel that in the song.
I'm trying.
That was the exact vibe that was coming across. Yeah. Ozzy. Oh, I'm sorry. I was about to jump the gun to the show me your riff, but Duddy.
Hey, you know what? When we do show them the riff, Jake, it's going to feel really good, right? Speaking of feeling good, we do have some sponsors on this podcast that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. I use it every single day. You guys have heard me. I take the drops in the morning. I love the way it makes me feel. I always have been having aches and pains in my hands from playing guitar and just sports most of my life. But since I've been on a steady diet of CBD, I've definitely noticed that they come, you know, way less frequently, but they still do come back every now and then. And when they do, Koi's got so many amazing like creams and rubs that I use, you know, whenever they come back, I grab one of these rubs, the menthol roll-on, Jake.
Yeah. Swear by that stuff
right
now.
It's insane. They've got like a new roll-on, like an icy hot roll-on almost, just packed with CBD. Whenever my aches and pains start coming back, I just roll some of that on. And, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm going about my day and I realize, no more aches and pains. I love it. I love the way it makes me feel. And you know who else loves it? My pets. That's right. I said it last week and the week before, and I'm going to say it again. I've been giving my dog CBD for the last, you know, few months, and I've noticed such a difference in her hips. She's getting older. She's got pain in her hips. But since she's been on the steady CBD diet, I don't even notice that she's in any pain anymore. And they've got a bunch of cool products. They've got chews. They've got some awesome sprays that are easy to spray it on whatever food you actually give them every day. Give a couple sprays of the CBD on it. They're going to love it. They're going to love you. And you're going to love it when you get 15% off your first order over at Koi CBD. Put in code FEELGOOD at checkout and you will get 15% off of your first order. That's right. And also, Jack Rack. This is an amazing product, guys. Plugins Keychains is the company, and they have this rad product called the Jack Rack. I have one of these on my wall in my house. It's a replica of a guitar amp head, and they come with four keychains that are quarter inch cables, the head of a quarter inch cable. You put your keys on it. It's a keychain. When you get home, you plug it into your amp. Now you know where your keys are. And when you're going to go, you unplug and you're on your way. You'll never lose your keys again. Plus, everybody will think you're super duper cool when they come to your house and see it.
Chicks don't want to rub you off.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then you have Jack Rack. I love the name. I'm Ozzy has a Jack Rack too.
Just hearing about Jack Rack.
It's where he throws the sock he's using. Anyway, but yes, you will look cool when you pull up next to a chick at the bar. You throw your keys on the bar. That move, you're like, bam, see that Honda keychain right there? That's right. Someone's driving a Sonata. But then whammo, she sees the guitar plug and she goes, oh, he's a guitar player.
She says, oh, he rips.
Or he.
That's okay.
or he. This is anyone who sees this is gonna do sex stuff with you.
You're getting some action.
I really hope the nice people at Plugins are happy with us saying all this.
I'm just gonna say this. Whatever you identify as, you are going to love this product. And the people that come over to your house are gonna think you're super awesome.
That's what it is. What I was trying to say.
If you go to pluginskeychains.com, and that's with a Z and plural, that's PLUGINZ. keychains.com, pick up a jack rack, put in code DuddyB at checkout. It's 20% off of every order you ever make in your entire life.
And you'll be feeling good.
You'll be feeling great.
Look at Ozzy.
Yep.
Just adding little perfect sprinkles because you will be feeling good. Yep. How do you always end it, Duddy?
You heard it here, people.
Yeah, it's a great sign off. All right. Now let's get into the part of the show that everyone forgets is a thing until we do it. It's show us your riff. And I did not write a new riff this week, damn it. I'm trying to like upgrade. Okay, why don't I break the guitar before we do anything? I'll just do this classic.
Wow.
We know gorgeous, that one, right?
Gorgeous.
Seated all around you.
Sick. Sick riff.
Thank y'all.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. I love that song.
Hell yeah.
So good. Yeah.
Wow. That's my riff today?
Yes. I'm getting nachos after this now.
Oh, and then point the mic at your guitar if you can, Ozzy.
I'll point you.
Hell
this song
yeah.
is about politics and Israel.
Ozzy pulled a pick out of nowhere. Oh, nice. Sorry, I stepped on that last shred fest.
I like that.
Oh, Ozzy, what a perfect choice. What a perfect. You nailed it.
Free Israel.
All right. So that was the shit. And speaking of,
I love how you just produced a pick. Ozzy's all going, like pulled it from behind his ear. All right. So now we move straight into poop stories, everybody. You know what it is.
Everyone's favorite portion.
Since the very first episode, when the manager of the Dirty Heads, Sublime with Rome, and a bunch of other people probably at this point, I don't know, Cheese himself told us that he shit himself. Everyone said, I love shit stories. And most people have told us shit stories. Ozzy Chong himself has pooped his pants and he's here to tell us about it. The only issue was he had so many of them. He had to choose. Have you chose a poop story to tell everybody?
I got a pretty sweet one. It's an international poop story.
Nice. Oh, I love it. Where are you taking us to?
So picture this, a beautiful German winter. In the middle of the forest. It's kind of Game of Thrones-y. I've been really on Game of Thrones again lately. I hate that ending, but it's so good. So it's nice and wintry. It's tight. I was at a touring with a band called the Delta Bombers at the time. I'm just going to keep name dropping as much as I can. So
you want to hear something crazy? Delta Bombers are coming on our show in a couple weeks.
No way.
Yes, they are.
I will be bugging the hell out of them.
You're welcome to come back and say
I'll
hi.
Be here.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, sweet. And yeah, another band is coming in that Ozzy Chong actually played bass for when
he
lived
in
Vegas.
Band.
There's no band he hasn't been in. So, okay, you were on tour with the Delta Bombers.
You're in Germany. And we got booked to play a show with some motorcycle gang in like the middle of like some motel that they had rented out. It was going to be cool. It was going to be fun. So we get there. It ends up just being a shit show. These dudes are like, it's a real motorcycle gang from Germany.
Yeah.
I won't say their names. They're really not, I don't want to have to worry about them. They're really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just a giant wild ass like shit show. And by the end of the night, everybody was passed out in their rooms or whatever. Me and another buddy ended up just sitting by the bar having drinks. And the giantest like bar fight that I could have ever seen in my life went down. And at that point, it was one of those like, oh, this is like bad and we should not be here.
We shouldn't be here.
Yeah. Like I was looking at my friend, like this isn't our, we should not be here right now. So instantly one of the guys comes over and says, hey guys, thanks for performing tonight. You shouldn't be here right now.
Get the fuck out of here.
They said you should leave right now. So they escort us to our room. We get in there. Me and my friend lock the door and we just get knives, get whatever we can. We're standing by the door and we're like, it's 4 more hours till it's 6 a.m. Then we're just getting the hell out of here. Like, we're going to get everybody and dip. We're up the whole night slamming coffee, just chugging it down.
terrified.
Just paranoid, terrified, because there was a lot of other things that had happened leading up to this to make us think, like, we might not be this in the safest place. And then, yeah, the next morning, nobody was around. The whole place was cleared out. It was just us. We get to the car. I take a seat. And I was a little nervous the whole time. Chugging coffee, I didn't realize it, but I got a little, I had the bubble guts going on the whole time.
And this is a young Ozzie Chong when you were touring with them. And this is a 300, well, I don't know how big you were.
I was about 290, 300 pounds at this point. Yeah, so I was a thick fella.
For anyone looking at the pictures or watching the video of Ozzie, he's a svelte young man. He looks like he's a buck 50, buck 60. Yeah. He was a big boy when he was in the Delta Bombers. We've seen, send in some photos I'll that Luke can photos, put. Yeah. This is a big, young, coffee-filled, scared Ozzie Chong in the middle of a foreign land.
The guts full at all times. So, I mean.
Yeah. In the car? Where's
so it? Was, no, it had already gone down. I just didn't notice.
You didn't even notice that you were shitting yourself.
It was just like, stuff's going to happen. Stand by the door. We're doing this. Then get to the car, sit down. Oh.
So you kind of just leaked into yourself, like, unbeknownst?
I just felt it. Yeah, man. I just.
And then when you sat down in the car, you realized that your pants were...
Well, the adrenaline wore off. Everything was coming down. And I was like, I'm
full of my own shit.
And and that's the thing. So this blew my mind when I first came to the barbershop, because I was really introduced to anyone like that was in the rockabilly scene sort of when I came to the barbershop. Mm-hmm. I grew up in like punk rock scene, reggae rock scene. Yeah. I go to the barbershop. Ozzy had been in bands that had toured Europe. The owner of the barbershop and his brother were in a rockabilly band, and they got to tour Europe. I found out that there's little pockets of like kind of gnarly rockabilly scenes in all these foreign countries, and they will pay to have any American style band come out there because it feels authentic. But sometimes you get into some crazy fucking situations, right? Because these are like tight knit, like you said, motorcycle gang style crews from other countries. Wow.
But it's fun. It's cool. It was all like, honestly, some of the best times of my life out there. And that was honestly one of the funnest nights of my life too.
So what did you then do?
Oh, I just ran back in, chucked off whatever I had and like tossed on some new jeans. And I'm like, all right, is it
okay?
But a foreign land and a foreign
we played
shit
Australia
story.
Like 2 days later, and yeah,
hell yeah! I heard so. It's so funny, Duddy, because so many kids would come into the barbershop too that are in rockabilly bands. It's like they're all going to Europe, coming from Europe, playing in Mexico, coming.
Yeah,
it's like a thing that I just didn't know existed. There's you know, and
there's a scene. It's a small inner woven scene, but
there's one major record label that just will be sending their bands out there. And it's crazy. It was a whole deal, but all right. So that is a great shit story. I think that we do even have a listener shit story. Yes, we do. Coming from a longtime listener, Patrick Lynch. I feel like he's been listening forever.
Oh, David
right?
Lynch's cousin. Yes,
absolutely. Yes. David Lynch's cousin. That would be great if that was. Tell us if that's true, Patrick Lynch. But he's been listening forever. So here we go, guys.
What up, bunker mates? Patrick Lynch here. Want to let you guys know that I have shit my pants, like many of you. The last time I shit my pants as an adult, I had the norovirus along with my daughter. And well, let's just say I had it worse than she did. I was sleeping on the couch as to not disturb my wife as I got up and down to go to the bathroom. And apparently I actually fell asleep. While sleeping, I shit my pants. Not a solid shit. Yes, one of those real good runny ones. I didn't realize it until I rolled over and felt something wet on the couch. To my surprise, I had shit my pants all over the couch.
You gotta burn that couch?
Through the couch cover into the cushion of the couch.
Oh,
we burned that couch. Yep. And well, that's my shit story.
Nice and concise.
Right to the claps. Claps to the Patrick.
And he wasn't bullshitting around with like, oh yeah, we're gonna like clean it. No. That's a shitty couch.
The couch is gone.
It's gone.
We got rid of that couch. Two very different accents. We
have
the Australian ghost story and the from the South, I would say. I don't know what. I can't place it, but there was a Virginia.
David Lynch's cousin is usually.
It was a Virginia feel to that.
He's a Virginian?
David Lynch? Yeah, we'll find out where they're from. But anyway, that's a great one. Nice, short, to the point. And I can sense it. He falls asleep. He's probably exhausted. He's been shitting and throwing up.
Your body's just all messed up from being sick.
We've all been there. We've all shit the couch before. Yeah. Some people shit the bed, some people shit the couch.
Gave up on you that night.
Oh, man. And just wakes up to a rollover into a puddle. Yikes. All right. Let's roll in from that shitty story into a clean and lovely song. Yes. I tried to segue from shit into a song the best I could. Ozzy, what song are we going to do next? Now, here's the deal. We do two songs on the show, and then a bonus song goes to YouTube. I leave this up to you. What do you want to do? Do the second one, huh? The Kid Chocolate Band song?
Yeah, Kid Chocolate Band song.
Yeah, cool.
Sounds pretty nice.
And what's this one called again?
This one is Cross Your Mind.
Cross Your Mind?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
let's hear it. All right, this is Ozzy Chong performing his song, Cross Your Mind.
In the center of the street, when I'm sick of counting sheep, I want to sleep, I want to be dreaming, but I'm staying up and staring at the ceiling, and staring at the ceiling.
Soul guys, you've got to love them.
Also staring at Jennifer Love Hewitt while he was playing that song.
Yes,
yeah.
The Kenny G run in though was pretty good. If I say so.
The Kenny G run in?
Oh well, he ran in with the whole flute.
Oh, during the song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You might have missed that on camera or on the podcast.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he wasn't mic'd.
He was not.
And the camera was not on him, so you're not going to see that. But we did.
It was magic.
It was great, and we loved it.
Old friend.
Yeah. So shit, I guess, you know, thank you so much for coming in and performing those songs and whatnot. We do have some, we got some Q&A from our Patreon members. And let's get into it. Let's see what they have for us today.
And real quick, before we even get into the Q&A, fucking killer episode. Ozzy, so good to have you, an old friend. And now I will properly play the Q&A drop and we'll get into it.
Questions.
Ooh. I like that.
Ask us any question you want.
That's right. Duddy, tell them how they can get a question answered on this show.
You know, you go over to our Patreon, you sign up for the Patreon page, you get 4 extra episodes a month, guitar tutorials, and a chance to ask us questions like this one. This is coming from Kristen Haggett, and she says, are things starting to open up more for barbers and hairstylists? Has it been difficult to find work lately?
Things have been opening up, and it's not hard at all.
No.
If you want to find a job cutting hair, you can definitely go get one, and it's totally busy right now. Go get that money, girl.
Yeah, I was talking to Ozzy before the show, and I don't work at the barbershop anymore, but I was asking. He said they're just completely stacked every day. People couldn't get haircuts for a long time. They really want their hair back.
It's a good time to be a barber.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse Rules says, is Danger really your middle name?
Yes, it is, Jesse. And you do rule, by the way.
Nice.
It is not your birth certificate.
I mean, it's Fernando. if you want to be real, but
which in English means
Danger.
Danger, yeah.
Absolutely. It's, say that again. Say what it is again.
Fernando.
Oh.
Jen Peterson wants to know, what is your favorite thing about barbering with Jake? And does Jake ever barber without his shirt on? Oh, Jen.
Jen, so, you cheeky.
So he doesn't, he's never taken his shirt off, but the man cuts hair constantly with his pants off.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a pantless event for sure.
He also doesn't wear anything aside from this, I don't know, like this is Lycra underwear, if you will. Mm-hmm. So you're just seeing just a full just package of just,
yeah,
it looks like a handful of walnuts shoved in like a squirrel's mouth. That's what's popping out of there.
I cut hair in Long Beach. It works out there. What's Luke saying? Luke's saying something from the background. You missed out. Yeah, Luke never came to the barbershop and got his hair cut. I cut Luke's hair. This is a true thing. He really needed a beard cut and a haircut. Mm-hmm. Luke, by the way. Ozzy, you're meeting a short-haired Luke. The whole time he's been on our show for almost a year or whatever, his hair was halfway down his back. He looked like Forrest Gump, halfway through the movie. But I cut Luke's hair in my parking spot at my apartment complex. Yeah, I sad. Like that. That's where I'm at these days.
Patrick Lentz wants to know, to piggyback off Jen's question, what has been most pain in the ass thing about working with Jake?
Oh, so many things. The reggae music that I would put on
He would put on just the most gnarliest reggae.
Uh-huh. There was a while where I would just abuse it.
Yeah. And it's not that we hate it. It's just like, okay, we work next to the beach. We've been a barbershop at the beach. And it's like, we get the beach vibe, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
they would just shit on me. And I'd do it halfway out of like, I'm going to continue.
Also, who was it? Yellow Man?
Oh yeah.
Yellow Man was one of the better ones that you liked. Sometimes Yellow I Man would put on sometimes I would put on some shit that like would play some real bad stuff.
Because
it's Pandora.
Well, I've talked about this before with reggae. There's really good reggae and there's really bad reggae.
Yeah.
And there's not much in between there.
I hear now at the barbershop there's an issue with modern country music is part of the Pandora playlist.
Yeah.
And that's the new beef in the shop.
It's a thing.
It's a new thing.
We'll get used to it. I didn't know who Kenny Chesney was or Chesney.
Chesney. I think it's Chesney.
Yeah.
I thought Chesney was when you have acne on your chest, but apparently it's a country singer. Here's the thing at the barbershop. So just so everyone knows how fair it is, there's a Pandora and like the rule kind of is everyone gets to put three artists that they want.
Yeah.
So there can be some things.
Yeah.
Funny story about Kenny. He's actually a big Dirty Heads fan. He has his own, Shoeless Radio? It's something like that, where he has like his own like radio thing where he plays songs he likes and he plays Dirty Heads on a lot.
Hell yeah.
Just a quick little, So lay off,
thanks
Kenny.
For talking shit, Ozzy.
Michael Yarno says, I see that you're holding a stand-up bass in one of your CD cover art. Did you start musical career playing in... Did you start your musical career playing in your middle school orchestra?
No, I was actually very untalented and I never, I just always tried to play like bass in some really crappy bands that never really learned anything or did anything good with it. Then I did choir for a year and that was probably like the coolest thing, but.
So you started out playing in bands with your friends as a kid?
Yeah, like somebody stole a guitar and they're like, hey, play while we do drums. And it never went anywhere or did anything because I was just crabby as hell. Mm-hmm. But then I was in high school and I saw some like rockabilly chick and I was like, damn, she's fine. How do I get that? And then I found out like, you got to play upright bass. And it's like, oh, cool. I'll just get that.
You got to jump on top of your bass while you're playing it. And
so
spin
I did that and I broke it. And I was it was a whole thing. But
you were a big boy back then.
But that's,
so never
that's,
the school band. Strictly wanted you, the Rocky Billy chicks were the hot chicks. You did what you had to do.
Like club or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I fucking was the worst. Mm. I couldn't do anything.
Well, you're good now. And Duddy always says the same thing. Like Duddy struggled to get good at guitar. Like he can play now and he's got his own style and he rips. But Duddy struggled to get good. It took him years and years. And then he had a breakthrough finally.
I was just stubborn and didn't like lessons or any of that stuff. Or ever took it seriously.
That's all of us. Yep. We kind of were lazy with it early on.
Duddy's little scissor sister says, you and Jake both seem like very confident people. Did that just come naturally or did you have to work for that confidence? I think we've got more confident, I guess, as you got older. But I don't think it's as much confidence, too, as you get older. I think I just learned that I don't care as much about what people
think. That's what it is.
We all the
you
same.
You can become more comfortable in your own skin with it. Yes. Where it's when you're younger, you're still figuring yourself out. and you're kind of worried so much about what other people your age are thinking and are, if what you're doing is cool. And I think once you get past that, you just naturally become more confident and more comfortable with yourself.
Yeah. You guys are catching Duddy and I when this started, I would think I was almost, you know, we're all like old enough now that we've been embarrassed of ourselves. We've been dumbasses. And, you know, I'm sure we were, everyone it goes through a completely unconfident stage. We're getting to the older part of our lives. So we don't give a shit anymore. Yeah. You eventually just realize that half the people are going to think you suck. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know,
whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see. Justin Palmer says pirate stash or handlebar freestyle about Jake or Snake OG. What?
Oh, I think he said, well, these are questions for Ozzy. So I guess he's asking you, Ozzy, if you like a certain type of mustache better than the other.
Because that means that I would have to cut it. And I don't want to cut anybody's facial hair. So we're good there.
Oh, he's
talking freestyle about Jake. Jake. He's walking down the street, beating his meat, staring at his feet.
He's a creep. Jake.
Jake.
Dope. I'm not sure that's what they meant, but you got that.
Yeah. Duffy B says, Duffy. What equipment do you use and what are the Cadillac of barber equipment?
I got my stuff at Marshall's and what's that other one? Ross. That's where it is.
I heard Ross. Your barber really equipment. Nice barber equipment. Yeah.
There's one that has like, it's like a skull on it. Yeah, and he has like a pirate like thing going on back there and also like just blades. And it's one of those things that has like, way too much going on the Clippers. Get those ones.
Yeah. What Ozzy's talking about is now that the barber, you know how like within the last 10, 15 years or whatever, the barber culture kind of came back to life. It's a youthful thing again. It's almost like a tattoo shop. It's cool. So then in come the shitty, cheesy Clipper companies that are putting pirate skull barber slash, oh God. And we were sharing in the barber group chat the other day, these horrifying pirate skull and bones for $20 Clippers. I don't know. What do you say? Yeah. Andy's Masters. Okay. That seems to be the classic.
Get
Clipper.
An Andy's Master, get a,
it'll come with some
Oscar
clips.
Octane, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into the last one, quick little funny story about Ross. I have some news for you guys. And so Cutlass Brand, we are getting ready to release some new stuff, but the pandemic came. There's been no festivals. Lots of things changed. So we were sitting on a lot of old gear, right? And we didn't know what to do with it. So we're dumping all the old Cutlass stuff off to the old Ross. So if you can go down to the old Ross in Huntington Beach here in the next month, and you'll be able to pick up all the old Cutlass stuff.
Wait, are you serious?
I see me there.
Did you make a deal? How did this?
Well, companies like, say, for instance, Ross, TJ Maxx, Burlington Coat Factory, things like that. When you go there and you see like Hurley shirts or whatever, that's a line that Hurley's not going to use anymore. And they just need to get rid of some old stuff. So they're sitting on bulk of some old designs and they're not going to put it in their store and they don't want to clog up their online store. You dump it off to Ross.
No way. They buy
it all for like a little bit over cost. And then they obviously sell it at their stores. Awesome.
So, and then you get the deals, guys.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. There's been a lot, you know, we've been figuring out with Cutlass right now of how we're moving forward. And we are moving forward. A lot of weird stuff happened during the pandemic, but we've got it all figured out. We're dumping off the old gear and we will have some new gear for you guys shortly. So
that's awesome.
So we're going to get into the last question here. It's sorry, I know there were some other questions asked on a different thread, but it's been a long day and we got to cut it. So this last question isn't even, it's just Jacob Disney just says, who is Ozzie Chong?
That's actually a really good question, Jacob, and thank you for asking that.
Now you know, because Jacob's listened to the show forever. Yes. So now it's funny. The question was already answered by this very show.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Ozzy, did you have fun, buddy?
I had the best time of my life. I swear to God, I will never forget this day of my life. I'll probably just kill myself right after this.
Don't do that, Ozzy.
I'm peeking. This is
Oh, man. Actually, dude, Ozzy's been on the bunker. You guys know Ozzy. You've seen him on there. Anyway, anything you want to say on the way out? I mean, we've promoted all your stuff, but where can people find you? Give them one more.
It's all on Spotify. You can go to my Instagram at Ozzy Chong or thekidchocolateband.com. I'm getting the segue out, so I love you guys. Mom, you're the best. Lionel, you're awesome. You did it, guys. Thank you so much. Sopranos, another season. We got this.
Lionel is Ozzy's cat.
That's my cat, by the way. He will be watching this.
Duddy? Cutlass, is that Ross?
Cutlass, is that Ross, baby? Let's go.
All right.
Oh, yeah, bye, Ross drop. You guys will see me there. I'll be camping out for the next 3-4 days.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.